John, Micah Parsons, there's always drama in Dallas. He's demanded a trade.
Mm-hmm. And he very eloquently put out a three-page screenshot of his notes on his phone about why, and he kind of ran through the entire list and to try it. It's interesting too because they've had a number of contract disputes. Dak Prescott a couple of times.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb. I mean, like it has been something that has plagued Dallas. Ezekiel Elliott going, you know, if you want to go back that far.
What's the common denominator?
Jerry Jones.
Yep. And Micah says he didn't want to negotiate with his agent, which I don't know what planet Jerry's on. That's just kind of operating procedure in the NFL.
It sure is. And to think that in March you had a conversation with your player. That's great. I love the communication between your general manager, who is Jerry Jones, and the player.
Yeah.
But for him to stand on the fact that, well, we came to an agreement and the agent is just supposed to, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's. No, that's not how this goes. He has an agent, not like Lamar, where it was just him and his mom. Like, this is a situation where if he said, hey, I want, this is great. The parameters are here. The money is here. I want you to talk to my agent to finish negotiating.
Here's the other thing. If a deal's not signed and guys get paid more, the price goes up.
Yes.
So the price went up. Jerry doesn't like it. Now we've got this bickering and infighting, and Jerry says this is all part of negotiation. I don't know that he will be traded, John. What I do know is we're not going to waste our listeners' time by saying, should the Lions trade for Micah Parsons?
Yes, it's not happening.
You may have heard a conversation or two about adding an edge rusher of that caliber in the last calendar year. And what I mean by that is, yeah, we've talked Max Crosby. We've talked Myles Garrett. Briefly, a little TJ Watt, but even then we're like,
Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson, we get it. That conversation's out there. I think we know where most people are at on it. It's unlikely. But, John, we can't have a conversation about Micah Parsons on the trade block, and it could impact the Detroit Lions indirectly.
Yeah, when you're talking about trading a player of that caliber who wants a new deal, it is going to be north of Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, if he ever signs a deal, or our very own Aiden Hutchinson. And that's an angle where, hey, if Micah Parsons signs a deal or he's traded and signs a deal, then the price continues to go up for Aiden Hutchinson. But before we even get there, it's if Jerry Jones entertains a trade, where does Micah Parsons land?
One of the favorite landing spots for him would be a team with cash.
Well, yeah, and
in
so
contention,
there's
in the division.
Six teams that have cap space. And let me know, I'll start reading some of these off. Let me know if they affect the Lions or not.
Okay.
New England Patriots.
No.
Still got $60 million worth of cap space. The LA Chargers.
Probably not.
Probably not. The Raiders.
No.
Oh, it would suck because they would have the two elite edge rushers with Max Crosby and Micah Parsons. That would be a nightmare.
But not a problem this year for the Lions.
No. They still need to find an offense. Arizona Cardinals.
No, I don't think so. We don't play them. I don't think they're a contender.
No. And the New York Jets.
No, same thing. Not a contender. AFC.
The sixth team that could possibly trade for and fit Micah Parsons under the cap because they don't have anybody else coming up to sign like an Aiden Hutchinson would be our friends on the other side of the pond, the Green Bay Packers.
Cheeseheads.
The Cheeseheads. Now, if he goes there, obviously that is one that you would have to contend with on a twice a year basis.
Or in three division, times.
Or yeah, possibly three if you see him in the playoffs. And okay, so you enter that conversation with Arizona. If they get him, do you face him in the playoffs? Again, that's more of a Kyler Murray and an offensive question, but for the Green Bay Packers, how concerned would you be as Lions fans if he ends up in Green Bay? Does it change the power struggle? Who holds the cards in the division if Micah Parsons ends up in Green Bay?
So this is not quite Reggie White, but this is a high impact.
His numbers are better than Reggie White in his first 4 years.
Are they really? Because Reggie White was on fire out of the gate. Didn't Reggie White have like a 20-sack season
So Micah Parsons is the only player in NFL history to have more than 12 sacks in his first four seasons. Reggie White first spent year one, not in the NFL.
Oh, well, that's the cute. Because I'm looking at Reggie White. I got 13, 18, 21, 18. He was all over the place.
Yeah, but his first year was not in the NFL. But so there's a little bit of a catch there.
Fine. But the point would stand. This is them adding a high-impact freak.
Yes.
To their front that would cause problems for a Lions team that's got questions on their offensive line. Like, John, to me, the Packers are the biggest threat in division. Ben Johnson's got to rework the whole program. I'm not worried about them in year one. For as much as we've talked about the Lions with two new coordinators, Chicago has two new coordinators and a new head coach.
And a second-year quarterback.
Yeah, and a young guy who's still got to learn how to play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The Vikings have a brand new quarterback as well. To me, the Packers are the big threat. So if the biggest threat in your division adds one of the best defensive players in the NFL, yeah, it does end up on your radar. That becomes a concern.
I would argue, I still think Minnesota is the bigger threat in the division. And I understand, I just said Caleb Williams, second-year quarterback. Now you're looking at JJ going, it's really a first-year quarterback.
Yep.
But I think Kevin O'Connell is, and I know Dan Campbell has owned him.
Yep.
But Kevin O'Connell is a terrific coach. I think he is greater than Matt LaFleur.
So,
and I'm not a huge fan. I've kind of been steadfast on this. I don't think Jordan Love is ever going to be the guy that takes you to a division win or takes you to the ultimate heights in the postseason.
All I would point out is Jordan Love has at least won a playoff game.
Yes.
The Packers have beaten us more recently than Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell has lost five straight games straight up head-to-head with Dan Campbell, including some with big stakes at the end of last year. And Kevin O'Connell has never won a playoff game and is now breaking in a brand new quarterback. I think Green Bay is the number two team in this division, and if they added Micah Parsons, it would definitely reverberate. I mean, it would be a problem.
But if you put, we're not talking about putting Micah Parsons on Minnesota, but if you put him on Green Bay, I think the Lions right now have the ultimate cheat code in beating Micah Parsons, and that's Penei Sewell.
Right, but you can move Parsons around.
That's the threat, is that especially if they use him like either the Jets or the Miami Dolphins used Jason Taylor, where he wasn't just, you know, a right defensive end. They used him as a right defensive end, a left defensive end. They used him, we called it a spinner, where they would line him up. They'd be walking him around, and he had a choice. Do I want to hit the left side A-gap, right side A-gap, B-gap on either side, or can I just decide that I want to go off the edge? Like,
right.
That is the threat of a defense that would use Micah Parsons that way.
And they'd be bookending him with Rashawn Gary, who's a quality defensive end. And I know we've been waiting for our team to put two quality defensive ends, one opposite Aiden. They would be doing that in Green Bay. Texter says the Raiders won't go after Parsons because no team needs two high-end pass rushers, signed Brad Cooking in the Kitchen. You knew we'd get some of that. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.